I got to push all away from here.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Hello, Asheville. How are you doing tonight? Oh, music to our ears. We got some great folks here tonight on stage, as you heard. Los Lobos, Government Mule, all sorts of folks in the house. Some great folks in the audience that are here all weekend long for the Christmas Jam. That would be you all. Great supporters of Habitat for Humanity by being here. Give yourselves a hand. And some wonderful supporters of WNCW who are here tonight. We thank you all so much for keeping this public radio station alive. This live broadcast is brought to you in part by Highland Brewing Company and the Mountain Express. Without further ado, let's get this show on the road. The master of ceremonies, if you will. We love him so much, Warren Haynes.
Thank you very much. How are you? I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. Thank you. I'd like to... I'd like to send this out to the Occupy movement. Darkness hides the faces of we who hold the power. We don't need to be rich, we only need to be free. Chains of oppression never gonna break, but a day will come when we hold the key. Time will remind us that the people still have a voice, and we don't want violence until there's no other choice. But the river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Oh, the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day. Bells will be ringing, flames reaching to the sky, higher and higher, fueled by the winds of change. Sweet taste of freedom, fresh on the tips of our tongues, and the dust of the past is all that shall remain. Echoes of our voices ringing all through the town. We drown out the memories of the days we were bound. Yeah, the river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Yeah, you know the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day. We're gonna rise, I'm singing, like a bird on the wing. A million hearts beating to the rhythm that the new day brings. The river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away, yeah. Yeah, the sun is gonna shine on a brand new day. The river's gonna rise, wash our struggles away. Yeah, you know the sun is gonna shine on a brand new day. I said the sun is gonna shine down on a brand new day.
Thank
Thank you very much. Welcome to the 23rd, I believe, annual Christmas Jam pre-jam. And it's not really the 23rd pre-jam because we didn't start the pre-jam the first year. But I really have no idea what year we did start it. So we'll stick with the 23rd Christmas Jam pre-jam because it's the pre-jam to the 23rd Christmas Jam. And I could even be wrong about that. My friend Rocky, who is backstage, says that he thinks it's the 24th. And that somewhere along the line, we lost count. I don't know the answer to that riddle either. Although I do know that one year, we did two. And so it may even be the 25th. Either way, welcome to the 25th annual, 23rd annual Christmas Jam, pre-jam at the legendary Orangeville in historic Asheville, North Carolina.
Another in
kissed on to your blue throne. Wasting, wasting, wasting away like the years. We'll soon come and go, and no way to bring it all back. Screaming your lungs out, where have all the listeners gone? Did they turn their back on greatness? Did they turn their back on the light divine? They say every star burns out in time. So boys, sit right down. Is there anything I can do to be a friend to you? Maybe give you something you could keep. But tell me, what would that be? 'Cause everything either lost or you threw away. And I tell you, at the end of the day, I guess that's what I'll be. When you're finally through with me, when you're finally through with me, when you're finally through.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hear me out there? Yeah, there we are. All right. Warren Haynes, welcome back to the Orange Peel. Welcome back to your hometown of Asheville.
Thank you.
You were doing some higher math there. I was getting confused. The 23rd, the 25th, 23rd.
Is it a full moon?
I think so.
I don't know.
There was some weird cloud activity too last night that apparently does some stuff to us.
There's some weird cloud activity in my brain right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
It may or may not have to do with the full moon.
but according to our math at WNCW, which also may be fuzzy, it is the 13th pre-jam because we started broadcasting it 13 years ago. And it's an easy number to remember. It's a lucky number here. So happy 13th pre-jam and 23rd or 25th Christmas jam.
Thank you.
Because it was 99 when it started down in Spindale, and it also 99, according to someone's records, was a year that you started to make Habitat for Humanity be the sole beneficiary for the Christmas Jam every year. You'd run a bunch of different nonprofits, and then in 99 you started with Habitat, and it's been Habitat every year.
I'll take your word for it.
And some more numbers to throw out. Apparently, you're approaching the $1 million mark of the amount of money that Christmas Jam has raised for Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, I feel very confident that we're going to go past that this year. So I'm very proud of that and excited.
I think it definitely will, especially because this year, well, this is one of the most successful Christmas jams, not only because of the amazing lineup once again, but this is one that sold out faster than ever before, like real early on.
It sold out really, really quickly, and I'm glad of that. It's a great lineup, and we're going to be able to keep the expenses down and give a lot of money to Habitat this year.
Yes, that's great. That's great. I can think of a couple reasons why it sold out so quickly. One, just the lineup. I mean, you got Los Lobos coming on, and Phil and Friends coming on tomorrow night for the jam, which sold out so quick. But also, I think, you know, with the times we're living in, you referred to it a little bit earlier, I think more and more people want to do for this kind of combination that you started way back when of great music and supporting a good cause. It just seems like such a great combo, and people realize more and more the importance of doing stuff like that.
I think so, too. I think it's times like now that people have to realize what they have and how much fortunate most of us are than a lot of other people. And so if you got a job, you got to be thankful. If you got a home, you got to be thankful. And if you got a few extra dollars, how about spreading it around?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you were here earlier today helping out a house get built. So that's a nice tradition to do. You show up at the site and kind of check on the latest house being built. Went well today?
It went wonderful. It was great. We have a record number of volunteers. We do what we call Before the Jam, Lend a Hand, and 110 volunteers.
That's great. That's great. Which means hopefully you didn't have to actually swing a hammer, because those fingers there, a lot of folks are relying on them for some good times. And we don't want no accidents on the site.
Yeah, you don't want me with a
hammer. Now, last year, Government Mule wasn't here. I guess the first Christmas Jam, the Mule wasn't here. But you did a wonderful set in support of the new release that came out this year, Man in Motion. Warren Haynes, Man in Motion. Congratulations, Mr. Grammy nominee, for Blues Album of the Year.
Thank you. Yeah, the two songs that I just did are both on From Man in Motion. I figured I would concentrate on that for the moment. And Government Mule is back. The ass is back.
Yeah. We missed them last year, but they're back this year, and just one of the first shows in a while with Mule. You did some shows in Jamaica or something, and
we did Jamaica in January and Mountain Jam in June, and this is it. Other than that, so we're all excited to get back together and play. We're overdue.
But also this year, some of the other members of Mule get to do a little set. Some Planet of the Apps with Jorgen Carlson and Matt Apps.
Matt Apps and Jorgen Carlson put together a side project this year in Mule's absence with one of Jorgen's friends named T-Bone Anderson, who's a great guitar player and keyboard player and singer. And they went in the studio and made a record, and it's available now. And they're going to be doing their first Christmas Jam, pre-jam, Orange Peel appearance tonight on the stage.
And in fact, if they're ready, without further ado, what do you think? You ready to bring them on?
Supporting their debut release, Off the Hook, please welcome Planet of the Apps. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, hey! POA is on the way. Hell yeah, we're gonna do something. It's off. T, it's off the hook.
It's on the hook. It's on the hook. It's on the hook.
say thanks for much, so much for coming out, but you're going to come out anyway. So we got some special guests up here tonight. And you know, Danny Lewis and Bill Evans are going to play some horn with us.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Danny Lewis helped write this last song. That's all I'm going to do.